All right, good morning. 6:46, Brack Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Let's keep moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Yeah.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Got to hang out with them yesterday for the Screaming Yellow Summer. Obviously, they're bringing it to you and bringing you all sorts of good stuff. Well, Black Sabbath are promoting the deluxe reissue of their sixth album, Sabotage, with an interactive online game, the Sabotage Escape Room. The mission is to recover a copy of the Super Deluxe Edition of the album and travel back in time to the 1970s and then make your way through 15 minutes of Sabbath-themed puzzles, all while previewing album tracks.
Wow.
Though the free game is mobile and tablet compatible, it's recommended you play it on your PC or laptop for the best experience. To play, go to blacksabbath.ink.to. Just look up Black Sabbath game, all right? I'm not giving you this whole thing because it's ridiculous. Just look up Black Sabbath deluxe game. You'll be fine. The deluxe reissue of Sabotage includes a newly remastered version of the album along with complete live show recordings during the 1975 tour. It's available on 4 CDs or 4 LPs or digitally. Includes a bonus 7-inch with the single edit for I Am Going Insane, which was the radio, and Hole in the Sky on the flip side, with artwork replicating the very rare Japanese release of the single. In other Sabbath family news, the producer behind the new Ronnie James Dio documentary are looking for fan photos with the late singer to include in the film. You can get more details on that at diodocumentary.com. So if you got like a sneak peek or something that you took on an old, wind-up camera, one of those disposables, maybe you got one of Dio, you can add to that at Dio Documentary. So there you go. Kind of crazy to see a band, you know, from the 70s. Doing online stuff. I don't think when they first started the band.
I was just going to mention, it's like, man, still doing it,
yeah.
Man.
And now it's going from the 70s, when they were doing reel-to-reel, and now there's an online interactive game that you can do with them. Kind of crazy. Thing.
If you would have asked him back in the 70s, like, hey, you guys going to be, you're going to have a game on a tablet in the future.
They'd be like, What'd you say?
What's that mean?
How dare you say that? Yeah, is that good news? Is that bad news? We don't know. Anyway.
God, they even had Atari yet, really.
No, it was barely there. It was barely there.
Wow. Yeah. It's wild to think about.
So where we're at, man. The future's now, old man. All right, that is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1987, a concert goer sued Motley Crue, claiming that she went deaf because their PA was turned up too loud. Huh?
Oh.
What?
Huh? Come on. What do you expect?
Could you turn it down a little, Motley Crue? It's a little loud.
He's that person. Oh, my God. You're out. You're done.
I've been to more concerts than I can remember at this point, and I will tell you one thing. If I could tell young Brock one piece of advice, it would be, look, wear earplugs if you can when you go to some of these concerts. Because there's something great about having the full experience. But when you go to those shows and you're right in front of the speakers and it's turned all the way up, you're going to blow out your eardrums, man.
You're going to do it. And you know what? Hey, move. Just go somewhere else then. It's like going to the racetrack, Brock, and complaining about the nitro smell. Oh, there's this terrible smell here. This is ridiculous. Nobody should use nitro. It's come on.
Yeah, use your heads. Huh?
Some people, man. Some people.
There you go. I don't think she won that lawsuit, by the way. It doesn't say, but I got a feeling the judge is like, yeah, no, I'm not going through with this. But
beat it, lady.
All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.